Now, as you know, over the last number of days and late last week, lawyers representing the Garda Commissioner acknowledged before the High Court that unfounded allegations of sexual abuse were made against former Fianna Fáil Minister Pat Kerry should never have been made public in 2015. In November of that year, the Irish Independent published articles relating to an investigation into allegations of the abuse involving a former minister. Then Minister Kerry was not named in the newspaper, but he said at the time he felt he had to make a public statement because his name had been attached to the story in public circles and he wanted to reject the rumour and innuendo surrounding him. In the High Court, it was outlined a settlement between Garda Síochána and Pat Kerry had been reached, with damages and costs being paid to the former TD, of course, as a Kerry native. He had sought damages for breaches of privacy and confidentiality. And former Minister Pat Kerry is with me on the line. Pat, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme this morning.
Not at all, it's a pleasure.
I can only imagine an incredibly difficult period for you and your family. Are you glad that what happened last week happened and that it hopefully brings the matter to a close?
It was a long and sometimes fairly lonely journey for the last best part of 8 years, I'm pleased it's by and large put to bed. I'm hoping though that it simply won't be one where people will put it on a very high shelf and the consequences of it on a high shelf and leave them there, because there are lessons to be learned about issues around privacy and the integrity of inquiries that the state may set up. And God knows there are plenty of examples, including around what Kerry itself, for badly handled inquiries by the agents of the state, let's call them that. So from that point of view, I'm pleased it's over, to be honest, but I'm pretty tired and exhausted at this stage, but I'll get over that.
I can only imagine. The apology said that the disclosure of confidential Garda information in an authorised and uncontrolled manner in relation to investigations is damaging to the integrity of the investigative process and damaging to the public confidence in Garda Síochána. The public is entitled to expect that relevant policy and procedures in place are adhered to. Would you hope that lessons are learned from this?
I certainly would, and I think that there is a fair amount of good intent involved in the in that apology and those who put it together. It's a pity that not all of the parties who were involved in this particular charade didn't have the courage to put pen to paper and say they were sorry too. Because a lot of damage was done by needless and careless printing of stories and destroying people's reputation. There's no point in saying that my reputation is going to be able to be put back together again. It won't.
You don't think so?
Not at all. I'm not naive. Absolutely, no. And the stories move on, you know. But they look, for what's left of my career, my life, I'll get on with it, and I'll try and be of support to others who will be put under similar pressure, because that does take place. There's no doubt about that, and I'm hoping that the fine words that are in the apology we'll see implementation, and we'll wait and see.
And with the best will in the world, that nobody will have to go through again what you have gone through, you and your family in particular.
Absolutely, because this was a calculated breach or attack on my integrity. I was an easy target. It was somebody in the public eye. And what really, I suppose, saddens me as much as anything else is those who put this thing together, I would have known them. You know, they're not strangers to me, and they're not strangers to anybody else either. They should reflect on what they did. And why they did it so deliberately, because this wasn't an accident. There's a phrase that I came across when I was reading some documents over the last while, and one journalist who was involved in crafting that story referred to it as a great yarn. It's a great yarn. You know, I mean, if that's the level that journalism has been reduced to in this country, I think it's a very sad day.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that those who are owners of that organization, they've come in from another jurisdiction. I hope to goodness that they're bringing standards with them that are a bit higher than what we've seen to date. I mean, they've walked away from their responsibility, and I think it's a sad day for journalism that a major organization that is a key influencer in this country,
yeah,
just simply willy-nilly can just say what they want and feel that there are no consequences. There are never no consequences.
Yeah, there's always consequences for somebody from every story. Oh, and maybe it's journalists sometimes. And the people who leak the information forget that. Have you lost friends?
I wouldn't think so. If I have, I'm glad I've lost them.
Mm.
To be honest, there are a number of people that I would have put in that category. Certainly, they won't be on my Christmas card list, not that they ever were. But they're a disappointment to me. I think they've let their profession down, and that's sad as well.
Yeah.
But they're adults. They know what they've done, and they did it deliberately.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to us and outline it after that very difficult period.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Thanks.
Okay, Pat, we'll talk again. That's Pat Carey there, the former minister, receiving an apology from the Garda Commissioner over the way he was treated over the last number of years. A very lengthy and very trying and difficult